Hello, hear me?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay,
Hi.
there we go.
I didn't want to speculate what's going on. I don't know.
Don't know either.
It's all too
It's
bad. It's
like
over my pay grade. But anyway, we're here. Good morning.
good morning. I think it took us like 30
You're
minutes.
early.
Can you hear me?
Again.
John? Okay.
Hello, 1, 2, 3.
It's not gonna be like this whole time.
Maybe we should just wait a while.
Yeah, I mean, can you
Because
hear
I don't
me?
hear your signal now. On
Oh my
and
gosh.
off, on and off, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Obviously there's trouble on the platform.
Yeah.
You
Let's
know,
wait.
it
Let's wait.
let's wait. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on now.
I know we're on.
Well, why don't we just give it a minute? Because what if it's okay?
I thought the deal was that as soon as you realize something was wrong, you're out. We're
Not
gonna
with
stick around.
systems.
We're gonna give this guy a chance. No.
Yeah, not with systems. I mean, that was like my computer. You know, she told me she was broken. I'm like, no, we're gonna turn you off. You're gonna sleep for a while. She was just done. I'm like, no, you're not. And last night, I'm like, all right, turn it on and see what happens. And she came on. And I'm like, all right, cool. So hopefully she's working okay. I had this weird problem when I was writing my book. It's really weird. It was when I was writing my book, but not since, you know, which makes me curious about what really happens. But anyway, it would pick up my whole page screen and move it around, you know, so I couldn't type. I couldn't really do anything because it just kept going like haywire. I'm like, what is going on with my computer? And what do you call it? The like the mouse thing, the trackpad.
Yeah.
Every time my finger would go around the trackpad, it would just pick up a screen and move this around and do things I didn't want it to do. It would move my cursor, you know, to places I didn't want it to be. So I thought I was typing, and then I look up and it's like, oh, it was so frustrating.
That's the
Yeah.
kind of stuff that Amaroff used to investigate for the Vatican, was these unknown situations, these possessions, you know. Make movies about it. Amaroff was the exorcist for the Vatican. And
Interesting.
he was put before a bunch of inquisitors more than once, committees of priests who were suspicious of his intent or who he was, but the people that were in trouble swore by him. So he stuck. He was the guy. He was the only guy in the history of that organization that really had a. I think he exorcised like 40,000 people over his lifetime.
That's
Where,
crazy.
yeah, and the movie was called The Pope's Exorcist, which was I think came out like last year, a year before. It's a new movie with Russell Crowe who plays Amaroff. And I don't think it's a very good movie because I saw it, so I don't even remember what the movie's about, so it couldn't have been that good. But I was curious about it, and so anyway, what we're describing here between you and I, this thing is not unusual in that genre, that vernacular where people get themselves. I think kind of unusual because mostly I associate exorcisms and possessions with more a physical process with the. You know, with a human, with their mind or something, but this is all technology, so it's hard to pass it off as an Amaroff problem. But it probably is because, you know, why not? What the hell?
Yeah.
Might as well cut some new ground. Here we are.
Well, in any case, it's just I don't know. I don't know why those things happen, but I felt like, oh, here's just one more thing trying to stop me from getting my book out. Because I literally have not had that problem since.
Well,
Yeah.
it's Now
What?
I'm being enjoined in
Yeah.
the problem.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's great. How cool is
Yeah, I know.
that?
Doesn't matter. We win. I don't care what the devil tries to do. We win.
All
And I'm on a
right.
mission. Like, I'm,
Well,
you know, when I get mad, man, it's like, that's it. Get out of my way. Yep. Anyway, what?
oh, nothing really. I'm just doing housework here, in my office, and trying to figure out who's who in the zoo and why and whatever. We were talking yesterday about high probability versus fact. You want to go back to that or not?
Heck yeah.
Right.
You know, anything's open. Bring it. I'm open. Yes, I love it. Good discussion. All right, so lead. High
Well,
probability versus fact.
right.
Is it
The
okay? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
well, I mean, that's how I think I opened the conversation with high probability an easier to digest than fact, if given to somebody right off the top, you know.
Right.
It's
So,
less abrasive, I'll say.
right. So it sounds more humble. So when I say I know this for a fact,
Yeah.
you're saying that it's abrasive, right? And that I
Yes.
could be a little more humble about it and say there's a high probability of.
Well, okay, let's stop there for a minute. I don't know that high probability makes you humble necessarily, because high probability is very, that's pretty high in the canopy, so to say. I
Right,
think
but
it's abrasive.
there's room for error. So when you say there's a high probability of, you know, there's room for error.
Oh,
So
there's
you're
where the
not.
rub is right there. There's the rub right there. Yeah, there's the chink. There is. Because
Right.
okay, so in your position, then what you're saying is, I know for a fact, and there's no room for error. That's it.
That's right.
Okay. Right. And my
So
position
then,
is that's impossible.
right.
That's
Okay.
impossible. All right.
Right. And so, and I'm saying it sounds more humble because when you say there's a high probability, you're not claiming fact. When you claim fact, it's abrasive because there's no humility in it. It's just you know it all, and that's what makes it abrasive. Yes or
Well,
no?
I agree with the abrasive part, but I think what I'm edgy about is whether or not facts even exist. I don't think they do. I don't think facts
No,
exist.
no, Because you're a
I mean,
scientist.
yes. In my world, there's no such thing as facts. There's probabilities and change, but there's no facts. Now, after the fact, even after the fact, if you look into the past as opposed to the future or the present, and you see what's going on there, if the universe is in constant motion, like we say it is, then everything is in motion, including the past, the present, and the future. We're passing through a system that is always on the move because of atomic structure. Nothing is stationary ever for any reason. That's science.
So science is telling me that there's always room for a change. You can't just assume that this is going to be a fact when it could change.
Are you
It's only a,
setting me up? Are you setting
No.
me up for something? Just checking.
So all we have is probability.
Right? That's right.
Okay. So, from a scientist point of view, there's only probability. And this is where science and God don't meet, because God is a higher elevation than man. And that's why science prefers to say that there's a high probability, but I don't know fact. So you got to go higher.
Well, now you're getting the belief system, though, which doesn't count.
Oh, it doesn't count.
No. If you want to do that, then you're gonna have to get God at the table.
God is at the table, always.
I know.
I
I
know,
know.
but God is always at the table. But if we don't know God, then we don't see him at the table.
Aha. Okay. Okay, good. So if you and I are at the table, just the two of us, let's say like we are now, okay, and God is sitting next to you, but I don't see God. That's like Harvey. That's like me and Aquinas. I mean that's the same thing, and I believe that, so I suppose I have to believe you.
Right, so you don't see truth, and that's why there's only a probability. But to the one who sees truth, it's a fact.
All right. I'll take this under advisement, but
Okay. All
because we're
right.
introducing a
So let me.
deity into the unproven commodity into the
Okay.
conversation,
Okay. So let's put all that aside. Take it off the table. If I slap you, is that a fact or a probability?
Well, it depends on when you're going to ask the question. If it's before you slap me, it's a
No,
high
I'm not asking a
probability.
question. I'm not none of that. I said I slapped you. Is that a fact or is that a probability?
Depends on how it's observed.
No, you're really trying to get out. Wiggle room under the door. Did I do it or did I not do it?
Right,
I
let's just
slapped
say,
you.
all right, you did do it. Okay, you did do it.
I
Okay.
did do it. Is that a
But the, but
probability?
the but the only reason you did do it is because I saw it, your hand coming, and I felt your hand. Okay, boom.
Okay.
All right, but the guy next door, I'll say she slapped me. He opens the door and says, "What do you mean she slapped you? She's never slapped anybody. You're full of shit. You must be drunk."
Okay, but you're bringing in other people to support your argument.
Why not?
You can't do that. You're playing with me. So, the fact remains, I slapped you. Okay.
What if you were just a probability of you?
No, there's no
What if you didn't
probability
slap
of
me? But
me.
what if maybe your
No.
doppelganger slapped
But
me?
see, this is science trying to run from God. That's exactly what this is right now. So basically, the difference.
The flaw in your argument is you're bringing in a ghostwriter to support your position.
What do you mean a ghostwriter? God?
God.
No, no,
Yeah,
no, no, no,
God.
no, 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 no. I said let's put him off the table. Just clear the table. Okay. And I gave an example. I slapped you. And now the question becomes, is it a probability or a fact?
All right, no God in this situation.
No, and I slapped you. Answer the
Okay,
question. What was
that's
it?
fine. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I'll
Did
say
I do
yes.
it? Okay, yes. So then we agree that I did slap you because I did, right?
Yeah.
So now it becomes a fact.
Yes.
Okay, so you said earlier that there is no such thing as facts. It's only
There's not.
probability. But we
All
did.
you did is all you did is exercise high probability. You could have missed. Could have
I
changed your
didn't.
mind.
I didn't change my mind. I
What happened
slapped
is
you.
you executed on the top of the highest point of a standard
Yeah,
distribution
but what
curve.
you're trying to do is you're trying to add science to how the slap occurred. And we're not
Why
looking at
not?
how it slapped. We're just looking at the fact.
No, we're not. We're looking at how the fact might have appeared.
No,
And the
no,
fact came about because of a probability of a fact.
no. See,
But
this
there could
kind
have
of
been a more
argument,
probability.
this is no, this kind of argument where you're trying to wiggle around and deny the fact that I slapped you. It's clear as day.
Why am I the one that's wiggling around here?
Because it happened. I slapped you.
It happened in your context.
You didn't feel the heat on your face.
It only happened in your context.
So you didn't call it a slap, even though we just
No,
agreed that I did.
it could have been. It could have been a branch that fell off a tree, and I mistook it as your slap.
Now you're bringing circumstances to support your argument that are
But these,
irrelevant.
no,
We're
they're
not
not.
talking.
No,
I'm
they're
standing
all
in front of
relevant.
you, John, and I slap your face.
Okay.
There's no tree branches around.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't you accept the fact that the highest probability is practically 100%? That allows room for everything to keep moving. As soon as you say it's a fact, you stop everything dead stop.
A fact is a
You know?
thing done.
No, a
Yes, a
fact is just
fact
a
is
piece.
a thing
No,
done.
a fact is a point in time. That's all it is, a point in time.
In this point in
It's
time,
always a move. It's always on the
in
move.
this point in time, my hand hit your face and there was no probability. It just happened and it's done. It's a thing done.
That's like saying, how can you not believe in God when you look at the complications of the universe?
No, that's not. That is a complicated statement. Me hitting your face is not complicated. Somebody says, yes, I witnessed it. It's a fact. It was done. You know, you go to school, you get a certificate. It's a fact. It's done.
All right. Okay.
Right?
I'll accept that. I'll accept all of your positions that approximate fact in your context. They're so close to fact that you can't really see any air
Yeah, but
between
you know what?
fact
Here,
and fiction.
okay. But as a scientist, and the argument here that you're supporting is weakening by the second because science wants to be right instead of just looking at what it is and using just critical thinking says, if I go to school and I get a certificate, a degree, okay, and somebody says that you graduate. And I say it's a high probability. What? They're going to say, what? What do you mean by that?
Well, I
Did
think
you
it,
or did you not? It's a high
yeah.
probability that I did.
Yeah, that's all true. That's all true. That's all true. It's hard to explain that to an ordinary pedestrian, but that's all true. That's all true. Now, what I'm saying is, if you can generalize that in such a way that it becomes less offensive by saying high probability instead of saying fact, even though you may be discussing a fact, you're better off. However, if we
Okay, but
keep re reducing it down to atomic structure, then it never becomes a fact.
here's the thing. There's two different arguments right there.
I know.
So there's a the argument of vernacular, what is less offensive to people. If you don't use the word it's a fact, then they're more receptive to listen to what you have to say. But we can't cross over and denounce that there aren't any facts at all. It's all probability. We can't. There are facts. There are things that have been done. It's done. There's a fact that we have pyramids. It was done. It's a thing done.
Yeah, I mean that's fine, but see, I'm not arguing in that realm.
But you are, because you're giving me all kinds of wiggle room about when I slapped you
Well, I'm not denying
and
that.
how maybe it was a tree branch.
All
No,
right,
it's just
okay.
I did.
Scientists like to say there's constants of nature, 10 constants of nature. Nature is constant, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, and that's pretty easy to disprove, and a lot of scientists think that's crazy, but science is not constant. Science is habitual because it's always on the move, always.
Of course.
So nature's habitual. It does
Yes.
same things kind of the same way, kind of most of the time, but they're never quite exactly the same way. They're sort of the same way, but they're getting close.
See, okay, but the thing is, we're studying God. Man is studying God. So when we bring nature into the conversation and we're saying that nature is always moving and changing, we're describing God.
Wait a minute,
Prolific.
there's nothing to study in God.
Yes, they're absolutely, it's science. What do you think science is
No,
studying?
God is a confabulation.
No, the word.
God is nomenclature.
No, the word that's associated to religion is what you're describing. But we're not describing that. We're describing what is. What is the breath of life?
Well, you're calling
Not
that, you're calling that God. I guess,
that
are you?
is God. Yes, I am. Yes. So once the thing is done, it becomes a fact.
Well,
Meaning,
you're arguing in the in, you know in favor of first cause that God started the whole thing and is managing it all the way along, or is pretty close to managing it. God is
growing,
in charge,
always growing, right?
always
Always,
growing,
yeah, it's very
bigger,
prolific, right? We're always just,
right. But this guy's never shown up on anybody's scope, has never come to a meeting, has never attended anything. It's
Okay.
just a complete invention.
Well, because we're trying to understand it,
We're trying to
quote
understand
unquote.
something that's never existed in any format
That's not
in
true.
anybody's life.
No, because what? But okay,
Me a
the fact
picture.
that
Who is it?
you
Shitty.
look in the mirror.
Oh yeah, right. Okay. All right, I'll take that. I'll take that.
Okay.
Go on. Okay.
Okay, that's the face of
All right.
God.
I'm the
Okay.
face of God. Okay. Yep.
Yes, you are. All right. So back to our point about the vernacular of saying it's a fact and it's abrasive to some people. Well, you have to understand where that's a fact is a thing done. So don't get offended when I say I know this for a fact. Because if we go back to our discussion about the left room and the right room, right? Okay. In the left room, which is the world, right? It's very gray. Anything could happen at any time. So this is, don't know what's going to happen. That's the great unknown. We don't know what's going to happen. Okay.
Okay.
But if you're looking at it from a higher perspective, which is the right side of the room, you understand what just transpired to make it now a fact. To others, to others, it becomes a probability because they don't have the same elevation to see the fact. It's already done. That's what a fact is.
I mean, isn't that typical Christian righteous behavior? I
No,
walk with God, therefore I know.
no, that is typical Christian behavior. Part of the lesson here. It's a reality of between fact and probability. I'm not claiming there's a left and right room. And in the left room, there's probability and the facts. Here, it's already done. So back to the slap. If I slap you, thing done. It's completed. I witnessed. So from this higher perspective, you catch what has already been done. So when we bring it down to the game, just this realm, behavior, hard to discern what they're going to do next because it seems like this gray area of probability. I'm telling you, I can pinpoint it at the exact moment it was done. So now I know exactly. but I know it's going to happen.
Your signals have dropped a couple of times. I'm not sure we're getting your point.
All right.
We're close. You're talking about pinpointing, you're pinpointing the fact. You're how you pinpoint the fact.
Back up a little bit to the slap. The probability is you said something that really made me angry, and there's a high probability I'm going to slap you.
That's true.
That's okay,
That's
but
true in
that's
both. That's true in both cases.
what's the other
Science
case?
and science and fiction, or no, I won't call you fiction. Science and what do you call it? God. Science and God.
There's a high probability until it's done. Once I slap you, it's a thing done. And anybody who's, around can witness it and will say, yes, that happened. It's a fact. Okay. So what I'm saying is this right room, the left room where the world exists, there's high probability, but nobody knows what's going to happen because anything could happen at any time. Right? So that's where probability, fact, we get annoyed or offended because it sounds like you're a know-it-all. But when you have a higher perspective, all of it, recognize the thing done, the slap, what happens. And that's how you know it's a fact. So everything happens after you, because I witnessed the slap. And what normally people don't witness the slap. And that's why they defended that they didn't see. Don't know. I mean, that might happen. It's just your opinion. And that's literally, when you can identify what just caused the pain. It was the slap. Most people miss it.
Well, I suppose then it gets down to just cutting them some slack. And if this is about a conversation with another person, then it's just allowing them a chance to catch up by saying probability versus fact. Or are you gone?
Am I gone? Am I here?
No, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah, it came up and said it was going to disconnect. Okay. So now it's about perspective. So you're saying to me about my player, I have to let my player catch up because I know
Yes.
there's a fact, right?
Well, I think this has been courteous to your player.
Okay, we have to turn it around a little bit. I don't have to be courteous to my player in this moment and what we're talking about because I recognized the slap. What that means is I just lost your trust. You just slapped my face. I don't trust you anymore. I don't owe you anything. I don't need you to catch up to realize that you did something wrong to me. I caught it.
How do you
It's
connect
over.
that to the how do you connect that to the question though? You
What
can't.
question? What question?
Well, the question is whether or not when you're explaining something that you use fact or probability. But if you slap me,
Okay.
you lose trust.
If I slap you, you recognize my behavior and you immediately lose trust in me because you know that that's within me. I'm going to hurt you. If I get triggered, I'm going to hurt you. That you've seen me. So I turned the tables and I said, if my because hold on. Because you know, if my player slaps me, I'm going to catch it. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you is what you did me. Because it You lose trust. I understand my your you could hurt me. I don't trust you anymore because you don't have any self-discipline. You don't have self-awareness. You are going to hurt me again. I don't owe you anything.
Well, we have a technical problem here as well as a debate issue. That is that the last paragraph or two that you just said was about every second word.
Oh gosh.
I'm
Okay.
getting the context. I mean, I get the context of the conversation, but I don't know anybody's going to want to listen to this. They're just going to turn it off unless they're really focused on it. We can keep going because we're only at 30 minutes. Yeah.
Maybe we could just keep going and then listen to it.
Yeah, see what
And if
happens.
it's, yeah, and if it's not good, then we just, drop
Yeah.
it.
I mean, I think people, because of our conversations, will kind of cut us a mulligan for, this for technical problems, but this is becoming ridiculous. The last couple of days, and I think it's maybe it's a sunspot. I don't know what it is. God knows. Kind of fun to ask him,
Yeah.
but then when you ask him, sometimes you're in denial anyway. So, all right. Anyway, I
So, without us getting totally lost in the whole thing, okay, we were talking about the fact over, being more humble and saying probability. Fact is a thing done, probability has not been done. Talking about to understand how people behave, and you the probability or what miss the slap, and that's why they're still, making allowances and getting hurt.
Same problem. I didn't hear most of that. I would say I would say that in the context of the slap, I would in my analysis of that, I would take it all the way from the beginning of your intent to the act itself. All of which are probabilities. Then the context is made and that becomes the fact. But then that fact is also based on the observation of the fact, which includes my feeling of it. That's also, I'll make that an observation as well. And then it stops. And things and everything goes back to wherever they were. So the slap at that point only lingers in the minds of the people who are party to it. Right?
I
You're
mean,
wrong. I mean, are you gone?
I'm not
You're
gone.
there. Okay.
I mean, I don't know what the relevance of that is. The point that we're a fact. There was witness, no witnesses. Person felt the pain on their face. It was done.
Well, I mean, you and I are in the same tranche. We're stuck in the same tranche problem, and that you're holding on to fact, and I'm holding on to probability. And
It's no longer a probability.
I'm saying that it's always a probability, no matter what happens, including if it's quote unquote done, because it's always in motion. It's never the same. So the even the strike itself is only in probabilities.
Maybe, but once the hand touches the face, it's done.
Well, the hand might not have touched the face. I mean, it might just appear that the hand touched the face.
No,
Maybe
but that's.
there's enough of a head pressure and air pressure that when the hand got to the face, it compressed the air and felt like a slap, but it really wasn't.
Well, in this human context where we have feelings and we have a body that can feel, most people who are slapped in the face will say that it was real and it hurt and it's a
That
fact.
doesn't mean they're right. Doesn't mean they're right.
Nobody
Doesn't mean
cares
they're
about
right.
science. They are right. They're absolutely correct because nobody cares about science in that moment. We don't care about probability in the moment. My face.
Well, then take that back to God. If you're talking to a scientist, and you declare that you believe in God, why would he care?
I mean, let's extrapolate this argument from a slap to a gunshot. If somebody kills another person with a gun, is your argument going to be, well, it's a probability? Not really sure.
Well, you keep trying to simplify it, and I understand that. But everything is a probability, fact, or fiction. Because if it wasn't a probability, nothing would exist. It just
Probability,
wouldn't. It just
fact,
would.
or
It just
fiction?
would. It just wouldn't exist. The universe wouldn't exist if it was a fact. It has to be a probability. Because if it's not a probability, by probability I mean by movement, if fact is stationary. If fact is stationary and probability is not, then everything that exists is a
But okay,
probability.
but do we understand that right now we're arguing to be right instead of understanding the lesson?
No.
And this is the, yeah, because if a man, let's say a man, anyway, somebody, a gunman, shoots a child and the child lays there dead, and you're going to tell the parent that's a probability?
No, because they wouldn't have that conversation. I would just say, I'm sorry your child is dead. But if I
But
was
it's a
trying to,
fact.
well, it's a
It's not a
fact to them.
probability.
It's a fact. Yes, it's a fact. In common language, in common vernacular, it's a fact. I get that, of course. And that's how you communicate with people carefully so that they understand that it's the point you're trying to make, or you cut them some slack, I guess. It's slack, fact, slack, and science, however I say this, but the point, well, I've lost track of what the point is. I think the point here, the point started out to be the difference between fact and probability in the eye of the listener, in the ear of the listener, right? How the listener
Right.
respond,
Right.
assuming this is a new listener, not an old listener. Because you
Okay.
can start to throw all kinds of stuff to an old listener because all the groundwork has already been done. So that's all that pull that points that. Then
Right, but
we get off in
okay.
the weeds with this other part of the conversation then about probabilities. Well, they're both correct. Both sides of that argument are correct, depending on how you want to view the conversation or the argument.
Well, in either side, okay, if you want to argue science, you can argue science, but in reality, we're talking about a vernacular. So when, let's say me, I'm telling you or somebody else, I know this for a fact, okay? You're saying it's abrasive. So it's much more humble. That was my word, not yours, but it's more humble to say there's a high probability that this is going to happen so that people are more willing to receive what I have to say.
I believe that to be the case, yes.
Okay. So when the child is laying there dead, okay, I think it's better to give the facts than to say it's a high probability that your child is dead.
That's an extreme case. I mean, of
It's not,
course
they're
you're right.
both extreme. They're both extreme because your position.
You know what's fun about this?
What?
You know what's fun about this? Is it when you try and make when you try and reestablish your case against my argument, the frequency drops
The frequency of what?
of our conversation. The volume drops.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Want you to know I'm not doing
I can
that.
hear you fine. It must be, it's just on my side, but that's fine. God wins. God wins all the time. I don't care. Devil can do whatever he wants.
I still think that they're both right. I just it's a matter of how you apply them,
Well,
really.
now they're
It's
both
nothing.
right because I made my case. But until I made my case, only you were right because there's only probability according to a scientist.
Therefore, I'm still right, and you're still right because you made your case. Nothing's changed.
Oh, okay, but the scientist, okay, nobody cares about the scientist, the scientific aspect, if in the moment you slap my face, you hit my car, or you hurt me in some way.
Of course, that's obvious,
Okay,
but
if that's obvious, let's go
it
with that.
doesn't change the, but it does not change the fact set on either side.
There is no
It's just a matter
fact
of
set.
interpretation.
How can there
It's
be a fact set if there's no facts?
just interpretation.
Yeah, but how could there be a fact set if there's no facts?
Wait a minute. We're agreeing that there's facts.
Now we are.
Well, all right, in a context,
There's
in a
only facts for
context,
the
no,
Okay.
there's a fact set. There's a fact set. A fact set is found in probability.
Okay.
Right? If you are if your conversation is a bag of M&Ms, okay, every one of those M&Ms is a fact set. But the whole bag is a probability. All right. So it depends on how you take the M&Ms.
Okay. But what's happening here in this conversation in real time is that you are adding to the simplicity. And by making things more complex, we get lost and we can't find the answer. So what I'm doing is simplifying the complexity so that we understand with clarity what it is that we're doing to hurt each
All
other
right.
and to get
And what
out.
I'm okay, and then what I'm saying is that if you lead with facts, I know for a fact this is what's going to happen, and I'm meeting you for the first time, I'm suspicious of you as being self-righteous.
Right, but only the vernacular we're talking about. We understand that
Right?
if you come out the gate talking that I know for a fact, that it pushes people away. Right? Okay, we've
All
already
right.
established that.
All right.
It's right. It's easier. It's more palatable if you tell me there's a high probability so you don't scare me away.
Right.
Okay. Let's just
Right.
put that in a jar and set it aside for a minute. We've already agreed on the difference of the way we present things. But
Right.
outside of the jar, I've also established that there is a fact. There are facts.
But well, we've established that facts set is a bag of M&Ms.
Is the thing done? It's done.
That'd be the whole bag of M&Ms at one time.
I don't know. I'm not sure about the whole bag of M&Ms, but it's already been done. So it's no longer probable. It was done. It was completed. Am I going to go back to school? There's a high probability.
Well, if a tree falls in the woods, is there any sound?
No, don't. Not going
Well,
there. Nice try. No, it's done. And that whole argument too, no, it doesn't make sound because there's all kinds of
Lost you, lost you. If you can hear me, I'm losing you.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Say it again. We're You were coming after me about the trees in the woods. What were you saying?
I said that whole argument, that if nobody is around to receive that sound, then no, it didn't make a sound. But what about the animals? They heard it fall.
All right.
Are
So
we
what
gonna?
it does then is it so what it creates a vibration in nature. It creates it, cre it the it the impact modifies the status quo, and it sets up a sine wave that goes out to the rabbit's ears or to the deer's ears. But if the rabbit or deer weren't there and no one was there and it fell, the sine wave still goes out. So yes, it does make a noise, but it makes a noise the way everything else does in the universe by wave particle theory. Something goes up and down and buzzes, including your body, your eyes, your hair follicles, everything else goes up and down and buzzes. Movement, it's always movement. If it's standing or if it's moving, it's still moving. Because it has to move, because everything else has to move. Everything, if gravity is the common denominator for everything that exists, which it seems to be, because we're spinning around one another, we're not crashing into each other. There's forces keeping everything in balance, all right? That's the same force that exists everywhere, including the blade of grass in your yard. It's all the same. And that is the argument, one of the arguments for probability. Now, in the common sense, in the common vernacular of just or everyday life, for sure, it's a fact that I just got my lawn mowed. It is a fact because I watched the guy mow my lawn, or that you slapped my face, or all that stuff. That's all true, absolutely true. That's why I'm saying we're both right. We're both right.
Okay, we're both right in that.
You could
Okay,
say
we're
correct. You could say correct.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely both not right, but we are both correct.
Correct.
Yes, that I will agree. Yeah. Okay. The point is, to this whole discussion was why I'm able to say I know that for a fact. Because the thing has already been done. And just because someone else didn't witness it, didn't catch it, doesn't mean it wasn't done. It was done. And then now it becomes a fact.
Your ability to say it's a fact is the same as me tossing a coin 500 times. And if you watch me toss a coin 500 times, you will know after 500 times that there's approximately a 50-50 chance it'll be heads or tails. All right. Your experience over 17 to 20 years is watching me flip the coin 500 times. So you're comfortable in saying to someone, it's going to be heads or tails, 50-50. That's how you're getting to your fact set. Is this based on personal experience, what you've seen? But there's a probability that for some obscure reason, it won't be 50-50. It'll be
Nope.
some other fraction.
Nope. Not in this context. Because we're literally talking about human behavior. We're not talking about the probability of
That
flipping a
makes it even
coin.
worse. That's even worse.
No, it doesn't. It's absolute.
No,
Because
it's
you're looking
what?
at the left side of the room where there's all probability in the unknown. Anything could happen at any time.
But you're examining the human condition to make your assessment, which is even wormier, less dependable.
Okay.
What, you just agreed with me?
No,
What?
I know I'm not. I'm just sitting here contemplating you saying that because do you believe that's true?
I believe that your experience in your discipline gives you the opportunity to predict with reasonable accuracy every single time what's going to happen. And let's say that's 100% or close, all right? I think that's true. I believe that. But I believe that's all about your experience, about your observation of people. That's why you're an expert. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that is true. But
All right.
it's not just an observation, it's an application. And that's what makes it different. Because you have,
Application in what way? You're
meaning
applying what? You're applying your experience.
you have to walk it.
Still experience.
It is still experience, but that's not the argument. What I'm saying is that experience, when we're looking outward to the world, is perception. That's perception of
You're
things.
getting thinner by the minute. Keep going.
I'm
Go on.
getting thinner by the minute.
Your argument is getting thinner all the time, because pretty soon you're gonna have to fall back on God. You're gonna firewall yourself against God.
Okay, let me keep going. So, perception is what I see in the world. But what I see in the world depends on experience, what I believe, how I've been treated. And it skews my ability to see correctly. So, if
All correct.
I'm only observing, it's not true. I have to participate. I have to change me. And when I do that, then I get to truth. And that's why truth is within. And now my perception and what I see is correct.
Well, that's a belief system, I guess.
It's not a belief system, it's only a belief system to the one who doesn't know. That's just like being in the left side of the room. The one who doesn't know thinks there's a probability, but to the one who knows, understands it as truth because it can be proven. It's already done. The thing is already done.
We have an endless string of contradiction of terms because I guess of the validity of probability versus fact. I mean, we've come right down, we come right around full circle back to the same question again.
Okay.
My position is that everything you've said so far in this last conversation, this most recent run of conversation, is based on a partial bag of M&Ms, not the whole bag.
Okay, without using those analogies, if I am 300 pounds and I'm telling you, look, I've studied this stuff. This is how you do it. And I'm telling you how to lose weight. You gonna believe me?
Well, I might because you may be fully capable of telling me how to lose weight correctly, even though you can't do it yourself.
I may be, that's a probability.
Yes, that's how I believe in
But how
probabilities.
probable is it for you to take my advice compared to the one who's actually fit?
Really, there's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. There's more to it than that. I
My
don't think this. I don't think this could argue. I don't think it's a good argument.
point is that when it comes to love, you have to become it.
Well,
You
I
have to
understand.
become fit.
I understand that. I understand that part.
Well, then that's the same with the person who weighs 300 pounds. Lose the weight and become fit so that you can say, this is where I was, and prove it's already done.
No, you can't win that argument. It's impossible.
Where it's just common sense. How am I not hitting it?
You're not, because there's all sorts of other variables in my relationship with the fat person that might caused me to believe them. So, I mean, you
Okay,
can't do that.
but
Bad argument. It's a bad argument. You lost.
it's not a bad argument. You just don't like losing, and you're not gonna
No,
lose. You're not
I
gonna
don't
end
like
until
losing.
you
Are you
win.
serious? Are you
Yes,
serious? I
yes.
don't
You're the head of
like
the debate team. Yes, absolutely. You
losing.
have a running streak longer than anybody else. Yes, I am serious. And I have proof. It is a fact. So, yes, that's right. I am serious. Okay. Simply put, if I slap your face, it's done. If I lose 200 pounds, it's done. Never mind about all the other variables, if you like me or not, it's done. Ay, ay.
Okay.
And yeah. And this is why we can't get to a solution, because we want to argue. And it doesn't serve us. We need to just understand what happened. What happened in that moment? You got slapped. And that's where the game comes in.
Listen, I have no intention of becoming a bobblehead doll in front of you based on your arguments.
Yeah. My goodness. See?
Okay.
And here we are. Love wins.
Here we are, Monday morning, one more Monday morning.
That's
God.
right. Love wins.
Oh.
Science does not win. Oh gosh. All right. Well, did we argue for an hour? My God.
I think we did, yeah. I'm not sure how much I'm not sure how much the hour got published, but we did argue for an
Oh gosh.
hour.
Well,
Okay.
maybe the people at Spotify are listening going, "Oh God." Dim that, will you? Just dim that there. I don't know. All right. Well, in the end, I love you.
Love you too.
I still love you.
I still love you too.
Okay, good. I'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.